Chuck Plinus from the Combe Daily, longtime beat reporter of the Wings, joins us. Chuck, Mike Babcock, I'm guessing, will be a little irritated. I was looking, I think it's like a decade that the Wings have lost back-to-back games where they've given up five goals.
Yeah, it's been a while. He wasn't real happy after the Boston game, and he points out it's the team has actually been playing worse since they've updated their lineup with the two additions of Collins and Leckie. So,
yeah, there's no doubt they maybe haven't been going quite the same. If there's one area of the game, though, I think Detroit's really kind of taken a step back, and is it their D-zone coverage because they've been giving up so many goals?
The forwards. I mean, the two shorthanded goals against Boston, I mean, Stephen Weiss, I think, played one of his worst games yesterday against Boston, and the D-zone coverage has been okay, but it's the forwards getting back, and it's the loss of Darren Helm, I think, has really caused the major problem.
Why is he that valuable to the Red Wings? Just his speed?
His speed, and he provides that on that second line with Datsyuk and Tatar to play that role, that to get those guys the puck, to be in front of the net. I mean, Babcock is trying everything. He had Luke Glendening, who, you know, was a glorified fourth line center, playing on that second line with Datsyuk and Tatar yesterday.
Well, what about a guy who's come in and, you know, he's put points up on the board? How about the chemistry between Cole, Zetterberg, and Abdelkader?
The line has looked great. I mean, Cole has been pretty tenacious in front of the net. I mean, Zetterberg's playing out of his mind this year for this team, and having Cole. When they started after the trade, it looked like they had three solid lines that could score goals. But now with Helm hurt, it's just that they're having trouble finding chemistry, I think, right now, right off the bat.
Stephen Weiss, is he going to play tonight?
Babcock's going to be meeting with us here in like 15 minutes. He made mention he's going to make some lineup changes. I mean, the only two forwards that are healthy are Dan Cleary, and I don't think it's him. Yurko's been up and down, like in Babcock's doghouse, all season long. He'd be the only guy that could go in. I almost think he's got to make a change, and then Stephen Weiss is probably the guy going to be out.
Those two giveaways on the power play and the offensive blue line, likely a pretty big, easy decision for the coach to want to take him out. Now, you talked about Yurko. Why is he being in the doghouse?
He's not producing like he should. I think Yurko needed another possibly full season or three-quarters of a season in Grand Rapids just to develop his game. When he was up here, he's played mostly third, fourth line time, and every time he's been put up to the second line, he's just not produced like they need a second line forward to do.
That's a crazy idea to have a guy develop in the minors.
Yes.
Chuck, when you're looking at this group, a guy who every time I watch them play, I enjoy seeing and the way he plays. That's Justin Abdelkader. What does he do that, you know, it has become such an important part of this team?
He's been remarkable. He's a great role player. I mean, he provides, again, something they looked for Yurko to do, but he provides that ability to get the puck and go into the tough areas in the zone. I mean, he's going to have 20 goals this year, and you think about that a couple years ago, and you talk about that and 20 goals from Justin Abdelkader. I mean, he's got 16 goals and 18 assists this year. He's easily going to get 20 goals, and nobody would have thought that a few years ago.
Chuck Plinus joins us from the Macomb Daily. Chuck, looking at the division that the Red Wings are in, they're fairly comfortable in third place right now. A little gap between them and Boston, then the same against Tampa and Montreal, although they do have games in hand. When you look at Tampa and Montreal, you know, that's likely they're going to face one of those two. Have they matched up better? And just because Carey Price is in Montreal, is Tampa the team that, you know, you think they would have a better shot against?
I think Tampa would be the better shot. I mean, they're not good at all this year against any of those teams. I mean, Montreal, they haven't won a game. They're 1-2-1 against Boston this year. I mean, the combined between Boston, Montreal, and Tampa, they're 1-5-3 this year. So it's not looking good for the first round of playoffs. But, you know, it's going to come down to a hot goaltender like it always does in the playoffs. And right now we may have a little goaltender battle on our hands with Gustafson getting hurt last night. And from the sounds of it, Babcock's pretty much, I don't think Gustafson's going to play another game this year, but they've got Mrazek back, and I wouldn't be surprised if Howard struggles, that they may turn to the kid to try and, you know, get him hot into the playoffs, and who knows when the playoffs start, who he rides with.
Why do they have trouble matching up in their own division?
I don't know. It's an odd thing. I mean, they play well against, I mean, they're so good against the Western Conference's best teams this year, but for some reason they just can't beat. I mean, Tampa's exactly like Detroit with the young kids, and a lot of those guys played against each other in the AHL finals a couple years ago. And Montreal, I think a lot of that's to do with the goaltending.
Yeah, Carey Price is being unbelievable for you know, this season. I think it kind of is misleading a little bit on Montreal, although he's a part of the team and is a very important part of the team. But you know, if suddenly Carey Price has an off night or two, I think Montreal is definitely susceptible to lose a few games in the the playoffs. Right. You know, Detroit just continues to develop young players all the time. You know, often not in the NHL till 21, 22, 23, in some cases in their defenseman, 24 years of age. They've got a new guy they just drafted. Tell me about Palkkanen. What should we expect from him? I've never seen him.
Well, Palkkanen, they look at his shot and they compare his shot to Brett Hull's. I mean, he has got a rocket. And he's not afraid to shoot the puck, which is something Babcock likes to. He's up here for a third time with the team. He leads the AHL in goals this year. He's coming off a hat trick before he got called back up again. But every time that the kid gets the puck on his stick, it's going right to goal.
They made a bit of a trade to bring in Americ Zadlicki on the back end. He's got a couple of goals, but I mean, I guess it's always about chemistry, isn't it, moving forward?
Yeah, Zadlicki has fit in well so far. I mean, he's the power play specialist. He's the right-handed guy that the Wings have always wanted, you know, this last two off seasons trying to get. And they pursued him those two off seasons, but they finally got that right-handed specialist on the power play, which has worked out well. And he's got two goals in three games so far.
Well, Chuck, on the defense corps, you know, they made a few moves. You talked about Eric Cole up front. They needed some right-handed shots, so they got Zadlicki on the back end. He scored two goals, which I'm not sure they're expecting that much goal production from him. But have you seen any differences in just how they break out or approach now that they've got an experienced right-hand shot defenseman?
No, it's the same. I mean, it's a little bit different when they're setting up on the power play, but everything is the same breakout, and everything is what they've done before without him.
Well, I guess you got to look ahead to tonight's game. When Detroit has had an issue, what have opposing teams done to them to kind of put them on their heels?
Be more aggressive. I mean, the Wings have had, they've all year long, they can't seem to play 60 minutes, and it's always one period that always seems to cost them in a game. I mean, they played great against Boston, I think, in the first and third period. The second period was horrible. And the same against Calgary. They had a great first period against a team that was coming in off of playing the night before. They've got to just play a consistent 60 minutes. If they don't do that, then that's when other teams are taking advantage of.
Chuck, we appreciate the rundown. We'll be watching tonight. Thanks for the rundown.
Okay, anytime.